950 KMAN.
Good morning. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you as I am every Wednesday. And we got a real treat for you today here with former Governor John Carlin of Manhattan, the 40th governor of Kansas from 1979 to 1987. Currently teaches at Kansas State University. Also a former archivist of the United States.
That's right.
I was thinking, is there more to that? No, that's pretty...
It's a long title.
It is. Well, welcome, Governor.
Thank you. I'm pleased to join you.
Well, I don't know what we're going to talk about. It's not like there's not a lot
going on. I think we got plenty
right
to
now.
Talk about.
And if you want to get involved in the conversation, give us a call. 785-537-1350 is the number to call. And...
Can I start with a little fact?
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know if the governor knows this. You may want to put your headphones on there, sir, so that you can listen to this. Yeah, because I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but I sang at your inaugural in 1979.
Of course I remember. I remember every detail.
No, I was part of the senior ensemble at Chapman High School, and your good friend, Don Miller, the late Don Miller.
Don Miller, what a wonderful human being.
It was a great treat for all of us.
Yes.
So that was a fun day in Topeka.
Yeah, well.
I think it was probably pretty fun for you. I'm glad you remembered that little anecdote.
Okay.
Well, Governor, I guess some initial thoughts on what you're seeing in the landscape, I guess, at the state level, at the national level.
Well, Brady, in general, it's a very challenging time. We've got major problems at both the state and national level. And unfortunately, our politics is not in a condition to give one confidence that things can be worked out in a reasonable way. There's too much money involved in politics. There's too little direct involvement of the public expressing what they want and need, and consequently, with things so partisan, each party votes in a block, generally speaking, at the national level. There have been a couple of exceptions where 1, 2, 3 senators have stopped something, Republican senators. But generally speaking, there is no working together, particularly at the national level. Now, at the state level, as a result of the 2016 election, We elected a different mix, and there were Democrats and Republicans, some Republicans called moderates, that could work together, and we got a lot done. Whether that can continue or not, we'll have to wait and see, because it'll be critical to solving the school finance issue at the state level. But the federal level is a mess. It's just a total mess, and it's not a one-party should accept all the responsibility for that. I mean, it's kind of mutually shared, quite frankly.
When you think back to when you were the governor of Kansas, again, 79 to 87.
Seven, yes.
When you look back at that time, and I'm looking at the Gallup congressional job approval. This is for the U.S. Congress, congressional job approval. And looking back to around that time, you were blessed to live in a political era that it was 40% approval rating for Congress, which, again, it seems low, but compared to today, which is 13%.
Right.
Talk about that difference, looking back when you served, to what's going on now.
Well, the difference was, and both Washington and Topeka, I was governor 8 years. I had a Republican legislature all 8 years. But we got endless things done. We had to really work at it. We had differences we brought to the table, but we always listened to each other. I remember, in that era, we put together the first state water plan. I made the decision early on. I wasn't going to send a plan to the legislature. I was going to sit down, my staff, my key people, meeting with key legislators to put it together, both Republicans and Democrats. And we were able then to pass a state water plan. We worked out funding of schools. We worked out dealing with our infrastructure. Not easily, but we always felt and always were committed on both sides of the aisle to, at the end of the session, we would have done our best for the state of Kansas. Now it's basically total war. same in Washington. You think back, for my best example I always pull up is Senator Bob Dole and Senator McGovern. Polar extremes worked together on food stamps. Now, they had different motives, but they listened and worked together, and the program came along. We seldom find that on major issues in Washington today, and hopefully the progress we made in 2016 in the state of Kansas, that legislative direction will continue for the best interest and future of the state.
I think good faith is a phrase that you hear a lot about, that everybody's wanting, that I think you're saying that you had, that's not as prevalent now.
That's correct. I mean, and it's been a dramatic change, and I blame money primarily. When you have money, endless money, there's no limit. You allow the richest and most powerful entities, corporations, organizations, whatever, to simply have too much influence. When campaigns for reelection cost, you know, when we're talking about folks in Washington running for reelection, they have like a six-year term on for a senator in Washington. They've got to, as soon as they're reelected, start again raising money. Every day they're focused on that. It's the only thing they focus on every day. They don't focus every day very often. And I'm probably being unfair to some of the members, for sure. But, you know, like, I think it was the former Senator Simpson, who was a Republican but a great senator, who just spoke candidly. He said, you know, our Congress now flies in on Tuesday, works Wednesday, flies home on Thursday. They aren't spending much time doing the business of the people. And it's difficult to be really optimistic, because it's hard to see the changes. Now, there's more. I think one of the things you can get some hope from is that the younger generation is getting a little more involved. The people in general are getting a little more involved. You know, the Women's March set off a whole bunch of folks thinking, well, maybe we can have some impact. And you see it, you know, when we don't have very many of our congressional delegation holding public meetings, but those who do, they get crowds, they get responses. And I commend those who have been willing to hold those meetings, and at least they're getting feedback from the citizens.
You mentioned senators have 6 years, and they're talking about or thinking about reelection almost immediately, and the fundraising that goes with it. House of Representatives, I mean, that's,
every 2 years.
I mean, that's immediately. Maybe
yes.
Right after you get elected, you do your congratulations speech, and then that
after
night
after raising money.
Yeah, and I think Citizens United, that decision plays maybe. I think history. Right now, it's so soon since that happened. I don't know if we really understand the impact of that. That may be something in classrooms 20, 30 years ago. They're going to be really focusing on that decision, I think.
Yes, it was a citizen that changed politics and where we're headed as a country and as a state, because there's no limit as to how much. There's a device for anybody who wants to put endless money in. We have these 501 3Cs, 501 4Cs. Mechanisms that millionaire billionaires can put endless money into, and we don't know who they are or how much they put in.
Let's go ahead and take a quick break. Just getting started here with John Carlin, former governor of Kansas and Manhattan resident. Talk more with him back here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.